The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Haley joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Haley. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm great. Haley. Megan, how are you?
Good. Thank you for asking.
Oh, you're very welcome. Haley, what is what's your argument today? Who's got your goat?
So it's my boyfriend James.
It's your boyfriend James.
Yeah.
What did he do?
I found out that he drinks at lunch.
You found out that he drinks at lunch?
Yeah. Like, he'll go out to lunch and just order a bunch of beers.
Is that bad?
Well, I mean, like, you got to go back to work.
Oh, right. Right, I keep forgetting other people go back to work after lunch.
Yeah, I was like, we don't go back to work. So
we go
I
home and
that.
Nap. I see, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay, so you are mad because he goes out at lunch, drinks beers, and then goes back to work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who does that? You got a job, dude. You got a job. Who does that?
Yeah, do you not? You don't do that? You don't go out to lunch and have some, you know, beers with the girls? Or?
No, because I actually like my job and I'd like to keep it. So, yeah, I don't do that.
How did you find this out? Did he come home, like, hammered one day, or?
Well, no. Like, you know, we're out. Like, we're hanging out and whatever. And then he's like, oh, wait, you got to try this beer. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, oh, I had this beer at lunch with the boys. I'm like, excuse me?
Oh,
like,
I see.
Yeah, you know. I was like, oh, he's like, yeah, every Wednesday we go out for some, you know, for wings and for beer. And I was like, wait, you go back to work afterwards?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah.
And you think that, okay.
Well, it's not like you're drunk after a couple beers.
I mean, it depends.
Just saying.
All right.
I mean, this is not like 1950s Don Draper Mad Men nonsense. No. You gotta go back to work.
Well, that was like three martinis. I mean, also they drank at work during Don. Anyway, let's go. What's your boyfriend's name?
James.
All right, let's call James and find out what's going on here.
Yeah.
Hey, James, good morning. Hi, it's Mark, Kay, and Megan.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, James.
Hey, you're not drunk, are you?
No, I'm a little tired, but
oh my God.
I'm not drunk, that's for sure.
James, we have your girlfriend Haley on the phone. She told us you were drinking some beers at lunch, and she's obviously upset about it.
Haley, are you on the phone?
I am, yes.
Wow, okay, great.
James, is this something you do a lot? Drink beer at lunch?
No, I don't do it a lot. I told you this. No, I you know, one or two times a week, I have a beer or two at lunch.
Why?
Was that? Is that crazy?
I mean, I don't think so. But
yeah,
what do you do for a living?
I install fire alarm systems.
It is 2017. Nobody goes out drinking at lunch anymore, or they should not at least do that. Nobody does that.
Okay, all right. Hang on one second, you two. We have a lot of people, angry drunk people, who are going to call in and offer some advice. Haley, what do you do, by the way?
I work in reception.
You work in reception?
Yeah, I'm a receptionist.
See, I would definitely think you'd want to drink at lunch.
Yeah, for real.
All right, hang on.
I would like to.
You would like to. You just choose not to, yeah. Hang on one second. We got some people on the line with some comments. 340-9595. Amber, good morning. What did you want to say about drinking at lunch?
I was just going to mention that right now I work for a medical billing office, and then previously I worked in a retail store, and both those companies' handbooks say you can have two drinks at lunch.
You can have two drinks at lunch?
Maximum two drinks. We used to joke and say it was a two-drink minimum, but it's really a two-drink max.
Two drinks. So
like every day?
Oh, wow.
If you want, which we did not do every day.
But. Yeah. But some days you would go out and have a couple margaritas and...
two.
I mean, look, for a lot of people, two drinks will push them over the edge.
More than enough.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. We need to check with HR and see if we have that kind of policy here.
I mean,
maybe we don't want to do that.
We can just do it now.
You're right. We want to just plead ignorance. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
My name's Sean, man.
Hey, Sean, man. What's up, dude?
Man, I'm on the way to work.
Oh, cool. Now, what do you do?
I'm a representative for like an instrument company.
For an instrument company?
It's like woodwind instruments, clarinets, all them fancy.
Oh, yeah. Saxophone, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, cool. Do you get? I imagine you guys are drunk all the time. Selling.
I mean, it'd be nice.
Yeah. But do you drink at lunchtime?
Every day.
Every day?
Every day. There's nothing wrong. I'm not saying 3-4 beers, but I'll definitely hit the little local Mexican spot. Give me a Dos Equis and a taco.
Dos Equis and a taco.
Wouldn't you rather drink like after work, though? I'd rather just be like, oh, thank God I'm done.
I mean, I work 2 jobs, so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you
I
definitely.
I drink to my other job, but after I get off that job, straight to the bar.
Oh, my God. How do you sleep?
Dude, what a great life. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. I feel like, you know, selling music, like you're in the music industry at that point. You're selling musical instruments.
Yeah.
You're dealing with a lot of people that probably drink.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, right?
But I would choose like drinking when I got out of work than like in the middle.
Really?
Yeah.
Or like,
maybe just both.
Because we have, let's see, peppermint schnapps. Where'd the vodka go?
I brought some champagne too.
Wait a minute. Where'd our vodka go?
I don't know. That's why I didn't.
There was a whole.
I know. I thought that maybe you took it home.
No, somebody gave.
That's why I didn't bring anything for the vodka.
OMG. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. How long has that been gone?
I don't know. I noticed it yesterday. And that's why when I said, do you want me to bring booze? I was like, oh, I'll get something else.
Somebody stole like a whole. Anyway. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hey, good morning. It's Sharon.
Hey, Sharon, what'd you want to say about this drinking at lunch?
There's nothing wrong with it, mate.
Nothing wrong with it, mate. You're not from around here, are you?
No, so I find it's a very American thing not to drink at lunch. I mean, if a guy's having a couple of beers at lunch, I mean, it's not like he's drinking half a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Right.
Yeah.
And then going back, I mean, I do it. I have a couple of beers. I'm a beer drinker. I don't drink soda and stuff. So
right. Right.
It's
do you drink? Let me ask you a question. Do you drink Foster's?
No, mate. That's what we send to America because we don't like it.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Cindy, good morning. What do you want to say?
As long as you're not a first responder or maybe like a brain surgeon, that it's totally okay. And it seems like she might be a little more jealous about missing an impromptu guys' night out kind of a thing than anything else.
I mean, he installs fire alarm systems, so I have to imagine that you're working with, you know, electricity and power tools and things.
That's pretty serious, yeah.
Well, if he's an installation or sales or I don't know, it just seems like, especially Mexican, you've got to have that beer with your taco and wings. You got to have a beer with your wings.
You can't.
Got to.
Yeah, wings and iced tea just won't cut it. Hey, thanks so much for calling me. Appreciate it. Unless it's a Long Island iced tea. Nikki, good morning. What do you want to say?
Well, first off, I don't think it's bad just as long as you don't overdo it.
Mm-hmm.
Once I did that before, overdid it.
You overdid it at lunch.
And then you went back to work?
Yeah, no one seemed to notice.
Oh. Best job ever.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, they all overdid it too. What did you go, like, do some woo-woo shots or something? Or have a couple of B-52s? Or what was the...
What in the F did you just say?
You don't know what woo-woos are?
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, what I had to drink was vodka and some Caribbean rum. And then went back for it.
Vodka and Caribbean. Oh, so you're getting one of those like little fish bowls.
Ooh.
I love that.
Yikes.
I love that. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
That sounds like you're hungover at work. How about that?
One of those things. It's a drink made for like 3 people, but she just had it for herself.
She just passed out.
Why are there 3 straws in this fishbowl? I only need 1. I got to get back to work, though, so keep them coming.
She thought no one noticed, but she was just too drunk to realize that everyone was, like, staring at her.
Yeah, nobody noticed. Not the boss, not my coworkers, not the pink elephant that was walking around in the kitchen.
The penguin.
Yeah, the penguins. 340-9595. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Alyssa.
Hey, Alyssa, do you drink at work or at lunch, rather?
I'm actually a bartender.
Oh, well, duh.
Yeah, no, I don't drink at work, though. But noon is nothing major. I think there's a problem when you have them coming in at 9, 10 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So and if you're eating while you're drinking, you're really not much of a chance you're going to get drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's, no, that's
true.
A good point.
That's a great point.
Yeah, so it's not anything major. But if it starts a little earlier than that, then I would be a little concerned.
Yeah, let me ask you a question as a bartender. Do you ever have people that come in and order like 2 drinks at once because they just drink it the first one so fast?
I have people that come in and order 3 and 4 at a time because they drink them so fast.
Really?
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
Mainly men.
What? Yeah, no, I know. Mainly, yeah. I know why men are drinking. That's interesting. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Are you allowed to make somebody four drinks at one time?
I mean, I would think not.
Oh.
I would think two would be the max, but what do I know?
I would think one at a time.
I've never tried, but I definitely will now.
All right, Haley. Well, look, it looks like a lot of people are on your boyfriend's side, and you know, they're saying maybe you need to get out more because, you know, lunch is it's like happy hour for a lot of people.
Some people need it to get through the day.
Yeah, really.
Yep. Yep.
Fine. Don't go wiring things all wrong later on.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't get sued for.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean that.
I'll tell you what, Haley. I'm gonna come by your office and we're gonna go out to lunch this week, and I'm gonna buy you a beer. Okay.
Aww.
How sweet.
Okay, great. And then she's probably gonna get fired, and yeah, then it'll be your fault.
Then you need a supporter.
Right. Exactly. Right. All right. Hang on 1 second. It's the big. How funny would that be if her boss was like, "I smell something on your breath." It's the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.